Hello, hello, hello. That was Bodhisattva, the opening track off Countdown to Ecstasy from Steely Dan. I was talking about it yesterday when I was subbing for Amy's show, which if you didn't listen to, go listen to her show. It's every Tuesday at 10 a.m. It's called Let's Put It In It. It's good stuff. It's one of the greatest album openers of all time. The guitar playing on that's absolutely insane. And Steely Dan. I don't need to bring it up every show, but I like them a lot. Today is a beautiful Wednesday in Boston. I know this is just kind of the beginning of the summer and we're still getting part of spring, but I'm starting to really like the summers up here. It's my first one, so we'll see what it has in store for us. It's definitely colder than Florida, which is nice. So I'm actually really proud of the set list I have crafted today. I made it today while I was cooking breakfast, and I think that it is a good little, I guess, smattering of sort of older music and newer music, and sort of, I don't know. I think they work pretty well together, and there's a pretty definite halfway point, so always like that. We're gonna get straight into the next song. This one, I was never a huge Allman Brothers fan when I was younger. I didn't really get it. I know I knew like Midnight Rider, and that was pretty much it, and it was like okay, and it wasn't really my type of thing. And then semi-recently, some of my parents' good friends knew some people who were in the Allman Brothers and managers and so forth. So I went back and I gave a listen to it, Eat a Peach, which I think most people say is their best work. And yeah, it's really good. I like the stuff. So I have the opening track from that album up next, Ain't Wasting Time No More by the Allman Brothers. Enjoy.
With the help of God and two friends, I come to realize halfway turn. Don't forget the pole.
Yeah, but Eat a Peach is a great little piece of early 70s country-infused rock. Really good stuff. We're going to keep the theme of early 70s rock going, actually, with our next track. But wanted to talk briefly about, just a reminder, tonight is Game 5, the Eastern Conference Finals. Arguably the most important game in any series is a Game 5. So instead of going to see Injury Reserve and Armored Hammer, which I was going to buy tickets for, I'm staying back and I'm watching the game. I encourage you to do the same. It's going to be in Miami. Should be very interesting. The series has kind of sucked. It's been a lot of it's been a lot of like really aggressive basketball that's been just kind of ugly to watch. I'm hoping it improves somewhat. I'm hoping that what happened last game gives Miami the kick they need to really start doing stuff well. But yeah. Keep the sports talk to a minimum. I didn't watch the Warriors-Mavs game last night, but I know Luka almost triple-doubled, so good for him. He's insane. But yeah, I don't know. Watch the game. I wish I could be in Miami to see it, but unfortunately I'm in Boston. We'll see. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so up next, we have a David Bowie song off of Rise and Fall's Ziggy Stardust, which I'll talk about after the track, but yeah, this is a good one. Enjoy. So that was Hang On To Yourself by David Bowie off of Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Can we just talk about how great of a name for your backing band the Spiders from Mars is? It's awesome. I know I made it pretty evident on this show I'm a bigger fan of Bowie's guess I don't even want to say later stuff because it's not like super late, but like when you guys started collaborating with like Brian Eno, Station to Station, Low era type stuff is more my jam. But in terms of like earlier Bowie, that album, Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust, is pretty phenomenal across the board. I really like it. So I talked yesterday on Amy's show briefly about an idea that I had of trying to like go through an entire album, or like at least the like highlights from it, and talk about it on like the hour-long show. But that frankly takes a lot more preparation than I had time for yesterday, so scrapping the idea for the time being. I'm still gonna play with it, and if you're listening and you know whatever, you have thoughts on it, let me know. But that's definitely still an idea, and I don't know, I like keeping it freeform though. I like, you know, doing different genres and different artists and pulling it all together and trying to make it somewhat cohesive but still having a good amount of variety. You know, I think I accomplished that today, if I do say so myself, but I guess you guys can be the judge. Up next, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. If you know, you know, and I think a lot of people know, but yeah, Nick Cave, one of the greatest songwriters of the past 50 or so years. Just consistently really incredible work, and even into his modern stuff like Skeleton Tree is awesome. And shout out again, I feel like every show I'm giving a shout out to Dan, but in terms of like expanding my musical horizon, more than enough, I can't give more than enough credit to him. And I think it's mainly because a lot of these bands I had like heard of, or you know, heard a couple select songs from, but haven't really been motivated to really dive deep into until he kind of, you know, pushed me and forced me to do it. Nick Cave was one of those examples. Started off listening to Murder Ballads, absolutely loved it. Not really radio material, in all honesty. They're pretty slow, very like songwriting driven tracks, and most of them deal with death and more specifically murder. Staggerly, not the Grateful Dead song, but Staggerly by Nick Cave, great example. Absolutely no way I can play that on air. It's one of the most profane songs I've heard in a really long time. It's great though, go listen to it. But off of his album Tender Prey, there's a couple of songs I think I could actually swing on the radio that aren't so slow. This is one of them. But yeah, Tender Prey was the next album that I listened to from him. Incredible stuff. I might like it more than Murder Ballads. I don't know. I'm somewhere between the two. Skeleton Tree, already mentioned it. Also great. And if you've seen the show Peaky Blinders, Red Right Hand, his song is the theme song for that show. So yeah, this is Deanna off of Tender Prey. I don't think it needs more of an introduction than that.
Winding cloth holds many moths around your Ku Klux furniture. I come a death's head in your frock. And we discuss the murder plan. We discuss murder and the murder act. Murder takes a real alicat like a deck palms in the back. Oh, Deanna. Oh, we will eat out of their pantries and their parlors, ashy leavings in their beds, and we'll unload into their heads on this mean season. But this little angel that I'm squeezing, she ain't be mean to me. And I ain't a damn soul. Diana, I am a knocking. Oh, where my toolbox and my stocking? Well, I'll meet you on the corner. Yeah, the point it like a finger and squeeze its little finger. I hear its kick, I feel its bang. And let's not worry about its issue. I don't know why. You're setting us to sin, cause they're just in us to sin. I'm so with the end now. I ain't getting any younger. Any of my friend, the sun holds at my shoulder, and I don't intend him any older. Oh, oh, Diana, I'm down here for your soul.
Yeah, great stuff. If you like that, go listen to the rest of Tender Prey. It's awesome. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have much more to say about it. I could talk about it for a while, but it's a great album. And I also think, as I mentioned, even Nick Cave is continuing just being great, even up until the past 2 years with Carnage, which is incredible. So, I don't know. I struggle to think of more consistent artists than somebody like Nick Cave, and especially, and when he's with the Bad Seeds, it's great too, but whatever. Up next, got some Talking Heads. Starting to branch into the, starting to move away a bit from the more traditional rock and into some other stuff. And I think Talking Heads is kind of a great gap between that. I wanted to play Making Flippy Floppy here, but I didn't feel like putting another 5-minute song into my set, so we went for something a little bit shorter. But yeah, I talked about Stop Making Sense yesterday with the Genius of Love from the Tom Tom Club, because that's one of the songs on Stop Making Sense. I am so motivated to go back and rewatch that, and I will pretty soon. I guess I'll update everybody. But yeah, I remember the first time watching it and then hearing the Psycho Killer cover and being like, not taken aback, but you know, Psycho Killer is known for its bass line more than anything, I'd say. And so to see David Byrne up with just a guitar, an acoustic guitar, doing a rendition of it was really weird the first time. And then each song that he plays after that kind of incorporates a new instrument until you get the whole band in there, and I don't know, it really comes alive at that point. But yeah, go watch Stop Making Sense if you haven't seen it. I think it's free on Amazon, and if it's not free on Amazon, you probably find it on YouTube, but I didn't tell you to do that. So but yeah, up next, we have something from one of their later projects, which I'm not a massive fan of Little Creatures. I think, like, I don't know, it's all right. It's got a couple of, like, really high points and some, like, middling songs, but this is one of the high points. It's the opening track. This is And She Was. I think everybody knows this one. It's really popular, but it's a great song, so I'm going to play it anyway.
She's not dreaming. See the lights of the neighbor's house.
Yeah, absolute classic. So we're going to do a PSA, and then we're going to play the next song, which is an LCD Sound System track. And I'm sure I talked about it like right after I saw the concert, but the more that I dwell on it, that LCD Sound System show, probably the best concert I've ever been to, might be the best concert I will ever go to. So for reference, it was in Roadrunner, which is a brand new like a venue. So the speakers were primo, just like not blown out, brand new, sounded great. Whoever was doing the mixing there needs a raise. They handled it incredibly, because LCD Sound System, I feel like more than a lot of other bands, could get bogged down really easily because there's a ton of stuff going on in the mix. There's at any time six or more instruments being played. So the fact that you could hear every single one of them and the small impact they were making on the song was incredible. But more than that, the set was great. The first set was great. They came out and they were like, hey, listen, we're going to do a break. Like, you don't have to cheer, you don't have to do encore. We're just going to walk off the stage, get some water. You guys can go to the bathroom, do whatever. We'll come back on. No need to cheer. And at this point, there were, I'd say, two, like, very notable songs missing. Those being Dance Yourself Clean and All My Friends, which Dance Yourself Clean is a song that got me into LCD Sound System. And All My Friends is, like, one top five favorite songs of all time territory for me. I think it's one of the best songs ever made. So they come out. They play Dance Yourself Clean. Nobody had been moshing up until this point, but Dance Yourself Clean, I helped open like a big pit in the middle with some of my friends, and just, you know, we'd moshed and danced for like 7 minutes. Song ends, I find myself at the barrier, or not at the barrier, but like one person in front of me who's much shorter than me, so I considered it at the barrier, right? And then they do New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down. Great song, right? And then All My Friends starts, and it's like, it's one of those moments that's hard for me to kind of, I guess, speak into existence, because it's just so different from, I guess, everything that I've ever seen before. But it was just seeing James Murphy with this massive grin on his face, singing the song about just being around people that you like and stuff like that, and then being surrounded by like a couple of really close friends was really special to me. And I don't think I'll ever have an experience that really matches that. And I don't know. It was something completely different than I've ever seen before. And like, I wasn't expecting it from this show, because LCD Sound System is a favorite band of mine, but not like integral as some other bands that I've seen have been. Whatever. If you haven't guessed, I'm playing All My Friends, because I love this song and I can never get enough of it, seemingly, no matter what I do. But this is All My Friends. Enjoy. It has a little bit of a long build-up, but if you haven't heard it, stick with it. I promise you it builds to something awesome.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
there are very few songs that I crank up the monitors in the studio to like almost as loud as they can go and just completely zone out from like the radio show entirely to just listen to. That's one of them. It happens every, I think I've played it before and it happens every time, but yeah. I don't have much more to say about that song, but yeah. Up next, we have a song from The Voids, which is Julian Casablanca's side project from The Strokes, which I think is superior in a lot of ways, but we won't get into that. Yeah, this is All Words Are Made Up. Fun track. That was All Words Are Made Up by The Voids. Up next, we have a song from Japanese Breakfast, probably her second most popular, Paprika. Yeah, Jubilee, if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. It's great. I think everybody has. Michelle Zauner is kind of having an incredible past year and current year. She's doing great. Need to Read Krang in H-Mart. Heard really good things about it. Just performed on SNL, which was really cool, kind of weirdly good for an SNL performance. The lighting was awesome, whatever. Yeah, this is the opening track off of Jubilee. Enjoy.
Behavior flow, a calm, it urge, what else is here? How's it feel to be at the center? heard a song, but the only offering that comes, it calls, it screams.
I think that is just more proof that horns make pretty much any song better. I stand by that pretty heavily. But yeah, I don't know. Japanese Breakfast, great stuff. Michelle Zahner, again, really cool person. I think a lot of the stuff that she thinks stands up for and makes like prominent in her music is pretty important. It has a lot to do with identity and like being torn between two different identities and stuff like that. I think it's stuff that's like talked about a lot, but she has a really graceful way of putting it, and I think Crying in H Mart's about a lot of stuff like that, so I want to give it a read. I have a bit of a weird time crunch, right, because I have about 14 minutes left. Don't really know if I can fit in the songs, so I can't seem to shut up. So we're gonna play one of them, see if we have time to fit in the other one, but the closer is 100% saying, very excited for that one. But up next, we have... I don't play enough Black Country New Road on the show, and I think it's because most of their songs are well over 8 minutes, but this is one of them that's a little bit more reeled back. This is from what I think is going to go down as the best album this year, Ants From Up There. This is Good Will Hunting. Great song. So, let's give it a listen.
Raised edge, hands out for balance, slipping you almost grab mine, but you find your feet. And I never wanted so much someone to fall. It's just been a weekend, but in my mind we summer in France with our genius daughters now. And you teach me to play the piano. You call. Thank you. way to keep me in your mind. And later on, everyone will say it was cool. She had Billie Eilish style, moving to Berlin for a little while, trying to find something to hold on to. Never texts me nothing, but she wants to tell me she's not that hard to find, and message me if you change your mind. Darling, I'll keep mine. Everyone will say it was cool.
So I probably mentioned this a few times on the show, but I had tickets to see them. They're playing the Sinclair in, I think, February. But unfortunately, they had to cancel it because lead singer Isaac Wood decided to step away from the band indefinitely, citing mental health struggles. And, you know, it was a shame to see, but ultimately I'm just happy that he made that choice, because I think, like, all too often you see artists try to push through it and it not ending well for anybody involved. So I have more than the utmost respect for Isaac for deciding to just kind of step back. Shame I won't get to see them in this original lineup, but hopefully at some point I'll get to see some form of Black Country New Road, or maybe Black MIDI, or was it Black Country New MIDI? What do they call themselves? I forget. Black MIDI New Road, maybe. They regularly perform with Black MIDI and do charity events live and stuff like that. But yeah. So we're at the final song. I'm trying to think about what to say for this one. So, 25th anniversary of OK Computer was a few days ago. I'm not going to harp on about it because it's, you know, it's one of the most important albums of all time, but I think a lot of people know that. Kind of shifted a lot of what sort of like indie music was making at the time and influenced a ton of artists. But I'm playing Radiohead, a song from a different album, one that I don't think gets talked about enough, A Moon-Shaped Pool, which is their latest release. It was in 2016. They haven't done anything since. Great, great album. Possibly my favorite closer to a Radiohead project is on this album. That's what I'm going to be playing today. It's True Love Waits. Might seem a bit of a somber, slow note to end on, but I think that's, you know, I think it's fair. But yeah, I love this track. I'm just going to let it speak for itself, because I don't really think going into it, describing it too much is going to be helpful really at all. But yeah, after this, we got Naive Melodies. Lucy's show, she trained me. Go listen to it. She has some great music on there. And yeah, thanks for joining me in this hour. I'll be back next week with a different set list. And yeah, enjoy True Love Waits. Love this song. I'll see you next week. It's been Strange Waves on 91.5 WMFO. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll see you next week. Don't
just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and chest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only.